Plaintiffs and defendants in Sonoma County Superior Courts are there seeking justice. So too are the workers in those courts who have been without a contract since last fall and are seeing their negotiations for a new one stalled over a series of internal issues. Carlos Hernandez, a court reporter, says one of the big problems is understaffing, especially for the court's clerical workers.
The only place in the courthouse that is fully staffed any longer is the admin. They have all the people they need, whereas I'm a court reporter. We're down 12 court reporters. We just had one retire. They're not going to refill that position. Clerk's office downstairs in the criminal, they're down 4 clerks, and they're not bringing them back in. They're just telling them they just have to work harder.
While some of this could be traced to reduced funding from the state, Hernandez contends that the court management's budgeting has placed a disproportionate burden on the rank-and-file employees.
Employees, it's being impressed upon them that they still need to finish the amount of work that's being given to them, even though they're doing work for 2 and 3 people. If they don't do that work, then they are penalized. And if they turn around and complain about the fact that they're being penalized because there's not enough staff to do all the work that they're being asked to do, then there is retribution against them. They're moved, they're disciplined, they're written up, they're called into a supervisor's office or an HR manager's office to tell them that they're not doing the work that they need to do, and then they're penalized for that.
So Hernandez and his co-workers have turned to the North Bay Workers' Rights Board, which will hold a public hearing on their situation Saturday morning. Matt Myers is the board's chairman.
There's negotiations going on for a contract, but there's an issue of working conditions for the court workers at the Superior Court. They don't seem to have an avenue to get the management of the court system to address their concerns about working conditions.
Full disclosure, KRCB CEO Nancy Dobbs is also a member of the Workers' Rights Board, but had no input in the preparation of this report. By making the court workers' concerns public, Myers says his board may be able to help the bargaining process get moving again.
We try to shift power because in this case, what I'm hearing is that the management dial is very top-down and perhaps authoritarian and non-collaborative. Having the Workers' Rights Board as a community organization get involved gives another perspective, and it hopefully shifts the power a little bit because it sounds like they're very insulated from public scrutiny of what's going on there.
Jose Guillen, CEO of Sonoma County Superior Court, has declined an invitation to participate in the hearing, but may submit some written materials for the board's final report. Guillen also declined to comment on tape for this story. Meanwhile, Hernandez says relations are so strained within the court offices that even their staff Christmas party last month was affected.
The morale in the courts is so low that this past Christmas season, the employees wrote a letter to the administration and told them, due to the lack of support that we get from you, due to the current state of affairs within the court system, we do not want you to come to our party. We don't want you to come there. We are not invited. We are uninviting you, which I hope shows the level of disrespect that we feel from management.
Some of those who were disinvited came anyway. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.